member of OEC, pick up part of the responsibility for meeting hunger in the less developed world. And he just got a lot of gobbledygook from the rest of them, which is what I've got from supplies.
What are they going to do, just let Paul do it? John do it?
I think that's what they would propose to do. Western Europe has been very, very indifferent to this. In all fairness, the only country that's got any grain is France. But the rest of them could put in some money for inputs and some other things. But so far, why, despite the fact we had that DAC meeting in Washington last summer and they're talking a good game, they're not really ready to move yet. And it'll take some continued persuasion. But the critical period now, they have a crop coming in early in April. That's their spring crop. What goes on, how good that crop is in the balance of the year, why, we just gotta wait to see. But as matters now stand, from the middle of January till the 1st of April, why, they're gonna be naked.
Why doesn't she take some of these dollars that she's buying Russian planes with or something and buy some wheat?
She could do that. What they could do, Mr. President, if we wanted to just sit back and tell them to go to it, India has about $200 million worth of free foreign exchange. Now, that's pretty heavily committed to our own economic development program, according to aid the state tells me. I don't know all the detail on that. If she wanted to divert that money from buying machine tools and parts and equipment for other parts of our economy, why, that's enough money to commercially buy enough grain to carry her through until April 1st. And if we say no, I think that's exactly what she's going to do. Subramaniam said to the team, and he said, the boys told me that he was seemed to have himself firmly under control. He said, I've got three alternatives, and I'm prepared to take them, and I would just like to know from the United States what you're prepared to do, and then I'll do what I have to do. He said, number one, that you help us substantially, why, that will, of course, be the most desirable alternative. Number two, we will take a combination of using the Army to requisition grain and distribute it, plus using as much of our foreign exchange as we can. As we can use, and depending on how much we can get by getting tough, and we're just not going to let these people starve to death. And thirdly, of course, we can have a number of combinations of a little bit from you and other people and our own domestic force and the use of our own domestic exchange. But he said, I would only ask that you tell Secretary Nixon to tell the President that the United States would make up its mind what it's going to do, so I'll make up my mind what I have to do. But he said that, very frankly, when they questioned him, and I gathered that there was no crying in India now, the boys said they were really quite surprised that even the newspapers were pretty reasonable about this and said that there's no reason why the United States should have to feed us. We got ourselves into this miserable position, and we got to do something about it. And the United States has given us 8 million tons plus last year, for which we're grateful. The United States can't give us any now, why, we'll have to do our best. And they said there wasn't any begging or entreating.
Now, when is your congressional group going out?
They're going out on the 14th of December.
Who's going?
Polk and Dole, Jack Miller in the Senate. Martell was going, and just a few days ago, he called me and said, for family reasons, he said, Brady couldn't.
Pogue and who?
Pogue and Bob Dole from Kansas.
Probably. Well, he'd be pretty prejudiced for it, won't he? So get a Kansas wheat crop taken care of?
Well, we discussed that before, and there may be some of that, but there's nobody on that House Agriculture Committee on the Republican side that wouldn't be somewhat prejudiced. And I think he'll bring back a pretty straight story. I got my problems with him, but he's a fairly straight-thinking fellow. And I think he'll bring back an honest answer if he can get from anybody up there. John Miller from in the Senate, I think will drive him crazy because he's such a bore, but he'll come back with a lot of numbers. Mondale backed out, but I put in a call and talked with from New Mexico, Joe Montoya. And I took the liberty of telling him that the President would like to have him go.
Yeah.
And he said he'd call me back on Monday. They're leaving on December 14th. They will be returning by the middle of Christmas week. And that's about it. And they are, whether they can get something from these other nations or not, why, I think in terms, Mr. President, if you'll pardon my making a recommendation, that soaked in this. Number one, I think they've made a major effort, and that today agriculture in India is number one. It may not quite meet some of the defense pressure, but it's pretty close to it. Jim Lanigan, who I think you know, that's been over there, came and said to me that I had some participation in a meeting with the chief ministers from the respective states. When the Planning Commission and Budget Commission said they had to cut their budgets that they'd submitted by 10%, why, the minister said, all right, they would cut it, but the one thing they couldn't cut was agriculture. He said that would just have been impossible 18 months ago. I think they're trying to be hell, I really do. We need to keep the pressure on them, and the boys also said to me that they thought that privately that Subramanian welcomed the pressure and the short leash, because it helps him in dealing with his country and with the finance side of this, and keep that priority for agriculture out in front. So on balance, there are a number of things that we ought to make them do yet, and they won't do unless we make them. It would be my judgment that they've delivered on most of the commitments they made to us. And I would think that in this very critical period, that it might be worth giving them just a little leeway. And one of the things the President might consider, it would take about 2 million tons to carry up until we got through that election of theirs and got into that new crop in April. Now, that could be done on the basis of an allocation of 1 million now and reserving 1 million until this team comes back from the Congress. And then we could have their evaluation, and we could then get ready to sit down with these people and set down about X number, maybe 10 different things I have in mind that are specific. Say to the government, we'll expect you to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Do you expect us to do anything from here on out?
Why don't we wait till they get back to do any of it?
Well, the only reason I would say on that we ought to get a little started is because of the lead time.
Well, yeah, you've already got 1 million tons on the way to them.
Well, but you see, this will run out now. It takes 6 weeks. By the time you say the word, it will take us at least 6 weeks to have that in an Indian port.
Just till I say it, then you'll have it in about two.
No, sir. In this instance, there's another memo to you outlining some of the things we did to move it fast last year. And I hope you'll have time to read that, because if you'd be kind enough to give a little accolade to some of my boys, but we really moved that grain. The fellow set up, for example, a unit train. It's never been done in the United States. We took a train of 50 cars of these big John Hoppers. We started in Minneapolis or Kansas City. They deadheaded straight through without a stop. They turned around and discharged, went back empty, loaded up and did the same thing. They cut 10 days. Usually it takes 15 days to move a car of grain from the Midwest to a port. We cut 10 days off of it and did it in 5 days.
How long does it take from the port to India?
Then from the time the port to India takes roughly a month. So you see, by the time these fellows can buy this in the market, last year, because we had a lot of government grain, we went ahead while this matter was under consideration and moved that grain into position at ports. And we moved it fast as hell once the decision was made. This time, we don't have the grain to move, and they're going to have to go into the market and buy it and move it not from a port side location in some instances, but most of it is now close to where it's produced, which is the usual rule of thumb we follow in positioning grain. So we really need, if we're going to make it, about a 6 week lead time. And that's the reason why we're just about, if we're going to not break that pipeline, we're going to have to get to something in it pretty doggone soon.
Well, now here's what one fella says to me. Oh, well, I've got more damn people that are working for the Indians and fewer working for the Americans than anybody I ever saw. But here's a State Department memo right now. The Indian embassy officials have become increasingly concerned about the developing drought situation in the states of Bihar and eastern UP, while some expected hope that late rains would undo the predicted damage. The general feeling is that these states are facing crop failures. If so, this could be a factor in producing a serious shortfall in Indian production this year. In their conversations with me, the American and Indian officials repeatedly urged if it were not possible for the U.S. to authorize shipments 2 million tons, that a fraction of this amount, subterranean mentioned 500,000, be authorized now in order to minimize a break in the pipeline. The need for improved agricultural production now dominates Indian economic discussion. This is in contrast to the situation I found in visiting India 2 years ago. Finally, while it's perhaps too strong to say that the current Indian government is floundering, it is clear that Ms. Gandhi's leadership is something less than forceful. The betting when I left still favored her continuance as Prime Minister, but I did not get the impression anyone would give very long odds. The major factor in her favor, apart from her name, seemed to be that she's in the job. She, among other Congress party personnel, is not this time any generally agreed upon alternative.
Well,
I sure don't want to make anything until I get back if I can avoid it. And I thought we got nearly a million tons on the way out there now, and this is December that's on us. It'll be getting there the 1st of January. Then if we've got 200,000 or 300,000 more going into January, and if we could ship it out, say, the 20th of December, well, I'd get there the 1st of February. Looks like to me that we could get by that until we could get some action from Canada and Australia and France, and let us really put the heat on the United Nations people to try to come in here. I don't just see why they ought to call for Uncle Sam. They got 11 million more tons of production this year than they had last year when we gave them 10 themselves. Now, they haven't had a goddamn big failure. They've just produced 11 million more than they had last year. But they just on that tip, they want 10 million free tons, and we want it for our farmers. And so nobody there stop it. Now, they tell me that I got to get a lot more money for agriculture in the budget if I keep doing these things.
I put it this way with their concern, Mr. President, you're right. They've got the difference between this year and last year is that last year the shortfall was distributed pretty well around the whole country. This time it's distributed in a fairly limited area, but it's more severe in that limited area than it was generally the case last year.
Well, you're going to have a drought somewhere in a goddamn continent that big all the time.
Now the question, however, becomes that if they're not going to have people starving to death there, they're going to have to get it from other countries, or they're going to have to use the requisite force, and at least is reported to us that it will take real force, more than they would have in the place that they'll probably have to use the army, to get it out of some of the surplus surplus states. Now, they can do this. In my judgment, they can pick up a million tons, and I think they will. Consideration that I think the president is going to have in mind is if we force them to do it in this connection, it will have some real impacts in connection with the current internal situation in a very critical election time. I don't pass judgment on that statement because I'm frankly not well enough informed. Gordon Jacobson was over there and sent back a personal note to me, and he's a fairly good political observer, and said in her judgment why this government, namely the man of the government, Canadian and company would go down if they had to use that amount of force. They have not done, very frankly, they have not done what they should have done, what they could do under the Constitution, to force some of these states that do have a little extra grain now to cough up with it, to help out.
Why don't they do them the same way they do me? Just put me under the gun and go tell the Washington Post, New York Times, goddamn, make them give it to us.
Well, but this is really the basis on which the decision would need to be made. May I make just one more point in connection with this that I think you'd like to know, that has influenced the recommendation I made to you. In 1965, we sent to India 6 million tons of grain. Now, this year so far, we have sent to India 3.5 million tons of grain, so far, this fiscal year. Now, they have made what I consider a pretty creditable effort to do what we asked them to do. It would seem to me that the standard that had fallen to 65 before last year's gargantuan effort is a fairly reasonable measuring criteria, and that it's conceivable that the efforts that they have made, as we can objectively measure them, would entitle them to a little consideration in regard to this, their own performance.
Well, that wasn't, we didn't, that criteria was for what we had given them. It wasn't an annual grant.
No, sir, that's right. It before 1965, it was less than that. And this amount has been gradually getting kicked up.
Every year it gets kicked up
that's
more.
That's right. That's the basis on which I sent you a memo saying we ought to make them do some things.
That's right.
Discussed up at the camp.
That's right, and we will we'll give you this on condition you do it. Now we've given them my hours. We've done it.
We've done
but
it.
But I don't say I'm going to give it to them each year. Hell, I want to get off that tip.
I couldn't agree with you more. We've given it to them.
And they raised their production 10 million tons over 11 million over last year, and then we give them the same as we did last year. That's what they advocate.
That's what they're advocating, but very frankly, they did have it.